Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
What a fantastic beginning!
There'll be Spectre Call, there'll be Fantasy, there'll be Daring Do and stuff like you would never see.
Hey,
with another week of fun-listed entertainment in the film industry, we present Paul Mack Presents. This tape is compiled by Daniel Ross at the Dual Phase Studio, providing care and quality over the telephone line. And this is Daniel, and before we let Paul speak here, go in with a tape. A few announcements for the dual phase callers. Some of you that might be calling 213-761-1760 and 761-1330.
Sorry to interrupt my good buddy Dan there, there is some news indeed about the Dual Phase Conference, which is still running at the two numbers that he had mentioned, 761-1330 and 761-1760. There is some news I have to tell you for those of you who knew Dan or know of Dan Dual Phase. He died on April 29th. 1983, Friday morning. I found him at his house with his mother and sister in his room, dead. I'm still in a state of shock. I don't know what to say. On side two of this tape, we're going to present a collage and a memory montage of the best of Dual Phase from the days when I used to be on Dual Phase. So, for now, the Dual Phase Conference is running, and you can call it, but will be removed soon. On this side of the tape, we're going to go ahead with our usual format and present movie reviews, and also, we're going to go right ahead and run comments about films. So if you would like to leave your comments for movies or send your condolences for Dan, you can do so every Friday and Saturday after the sound of the beep tone right here on this number, 761-3330. You can do it on Fridays and Saturdays. And if you'd like to write to us, you can write to us at Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. You can write to me or send your condolences to Dan Ross, better known as Dan Dual Phase. Thank you all very much for calling, and now let's get in with some movie reviews, and I hope you enjoy the tape. Thank you for calling.
Something in the night.
set it in motion.
3 o'clock, the soul's midnight.
Something in the wind sounded its warning.
Your torments call us like dogs in the night.
Something in their dreams called it forth.
By the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes.
Ray Bradbury's Something Wicked This Way Comes.
Where do you come from? The dust. Where do you go to? The grave.
What would you give to make your deepest dreams come true? The classic tale of light and darkness. Something Wicked This Way Comes. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Something Wicked This Way Comes, a Walt Disney production, not for little kids. I highly recommend it. Saw the film, as a matter of fact, and really enjoyed it. It's a good picture, and right now you can see it at the Hollywood Man Chinese Theater, and the number for information is 464-8111, or you can see it in Glendale at the Man Glendale. The number for information is 241-4177, or in Sherman Oaks at the Mann's Lorena Theater. The number there is 788-8311. And by the way, we have a friend in the studio here, and it's Mr. David from Burbank. And Dave, what are you doing back here? I mean, are you trying to apologize for something you did last week?
Well, I said I wouldn't come back, didn't I? But I'm back. Yeah, I'd kind of like to apologize for my comment about Gandhi.
Oh, you said it was really, really bad. Now, why could you say that about a great film like that?
All right. See, the problem was a lot of people misunderstood that. Now, it was a poor attempt on my part and done in bad taste to be misleading anyway. But I was just – what I really was saying was that I thought it was very bad and –
You're saying it was bad what happened to Gandhi.
A crime, what the English, how the English treated the Indians is what I was trying to say, so but I liked the movie.
So you were trying to throw us off by saying that, right?
I certainly did, didn't I? It was terrible.
You threw everybody off. But getting back to Something Wicked, Dave, tell me, what would you give a man who could make your deepest dreams come true?
I wouldn't give a man anything. But if there are some women out there that could make my deepest dreams come true.
I get your drift. Well, let's get on with something else, shall we?
Alberni's wife isn't a lady, or an armadillo, or not even a pterodactyl. She's an aardvark!
That's so funny.
Hey, Paul, John from Northridge, how you doing?
We are crying, and we're up to our ears in tears.
Ah, that's good. What you been up to?
We are on a coffee break, coffee break, coffee break. We are on a coffee break all day long.
That busy? Good God. Hey, listen, all you callers out there. Hey, if you want to see a really, really good movie, see Flashdance. Excellent, excellent dancing. I highly recommend it. If you're into the fame scene, go see Flashdance. It's really quite, quite good. This has been a review from the one and only John of Northridge.
Flashdance. Flashdance. Paramount.
Hi, Paul. This is Linda again. Yeah, we just went to go see Flashdance, and it was a really good movie. It had a lot of dancing, and I think they could have got another guy to do the part, but the performance was really good. The dancing was excellent. It was the best movie. You know, they had good dancing. It was like another Fame sort of, and it was really good. And I hope you have more things on The Outsiders, and especially, you know, Ralph Macchio and C. Thomas Howell. And I'll turn the phone over to my friend Dina now.
I am sure.
I just saw The Outsiders, and it was a good movie. It's like the flash dance. It was really good. I think, you know, like teenagers, if they want to see flash dance or they're interested in dancing, it's a good movie to see.
The music starts. You feel it. Something inside you clicks, and suddenly the night's on fire. Flash dance. It's as hot as you can get. It's as far as you can go. Flashdance from Paramount Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Original soundtrack available on Casablanca Records and Tapes.
Flashdance, Paramount. And you can see that motion picture in Hollywood at the Man Chinese Theater, and also in North Hollywood at the UA Movies. The number for information there is 766-4317. And if you guys live out in Panorama City, God help you, you can see it at the Pacific Americana. The number there is 893-6441. Hey, check your papers for local listings, as if I didn't give you enough. Dave, did you know that Flashdance was about as far as you can go?
As far as you'd go on what, Paul?
First date, I guess.
I don't know. I've gone pretty far.
How far? How far?
Ah, see, I've been pretty busy, Paul. That's why I haven't seen many films.
Going far on a first date?
I've been busy.
Yeah. Anyway, how many first dates do you go on?
How many are there?
Three a night, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, listen, I want to tell you that Flashdance was a good film, because I was going to see it last week, and I saw it this week, and this script wasn't that bad. It was a good story. It was a lot of fun, had a lot of energy, on a scale from 1 to 10. I guess I'll give it an 8+.
An 8+?
Yeah. Why? What's wrong with that? It's better than a 9-.
That's true.
You don't want to make it sound like it's a negative, you know, rating.
What didn't you like about it?
Nothing, but I mean, an 8+ will do it, Dave.
Okay, okay.
If I said, have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't. I want to go see it.
Well, if I give it a 9-, would you go see it?
No, I wouldn't. I'd probably go see it with an 8+. That, right, okay, good
That
thinking,
would do, because it's a positive attitude, right?
Good thinking, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Francis Ford Coppola presents Essie Hinton's classic novel about youth, The Outsider, starring C. Thomas Howell as Ponyboy, Matt Dillon as Dallas, Ralph Macchio as Johnny, Patrick Swayze as Daryl, Rob Lowe as Soda Pop, and Diane Lane as Cherry. Also starring Emilio Estevez as 2-Bit, Tom Cruise as Steve, and Leif Garrett as Bob. The Outsiders, a story of families and friends who go from being boys to being men.
I thought we lost you like we did Mom and Dad.
The Outsiders. It's about winning your independence, losing your innocence, and finding your identity.
You get tough like me, and you don't get hurt, and nothing can touch you, man.
The Outsiders, written by Kathleen Knutson Rao, directed by Francis Coppola. The Outsiders, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Now playing in the theater driving near you. Check your paper for local listings.
It'll be all right.
He came to Texas to build a future, support his family, and realize a dream. But something went wrong.
Not less than 5 years.
Now Eddie Macon is running from a nightmare, and he's running for his life. Kirk Douglas, John Schneider, Eddie Macon's Run. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Be looking for that one, and here's another one you might want to check out.
You've been waiting your whole life, and now at last this is it, the mightiest movie ever made. I'm Dan Aykroyd with the most exciting news of the decade, the motion picture that dreams are made of. Impressive, overwhelming, inspiring. Yes, this is Dr. Detroit. A great movie for dates, featuring for the ladies the breathtaking charm of that internationally famous heartthrob, Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, yeah. Nice tushy.
Oh, thank you. And for the men, drool over steaming, sultry scenes with gorgeous, articulate females.
And believe me, honey, we are the best.
See Dr. Detroit, mild-mannered professor by day, protector of women by night. Don't miss these dazzling thrills and excitement. Everything you ever wanted and more. Dr. Detroit. Powerful action with punches. Screams. Dan Aykroyd in Dr. Detroit. Rated R under 17, not admitted without parent. Make an appointment to see the doctor.
Wow, Dr. Detroit. Yes, sir, that's coming out very, very soon, and I hope everybody out there sees that picture. Dave, are you going to go see the doctor?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, getting a little serious now. Coming up on side two, we have the best of Dual Phase, which is a tribute to the late Dan Ross, Dual Phase, who worked with us in many productions. And Dave, you work with Dan, and why don't you share some of your experiences with him?
Yeah, that's the extenuating circumstance in which I'm here, actually, to honor Dan. I worked with both of you on your productions. One of the things that some of the callers might remember is the black hole skit we did.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun there.
That was a good time. It was one of the many good times we had with Dan. We'll miss him and his talents and his line. It's a sad thing.
Yeah, that it is. So without further ado, let's go over to side two with more Paul Mac Presents and a special tribute to Dan Dual Phase.